FutureGen, maybe to give a little background, FutureGen offered the promise of a sort of a new way to burn coal and capture it. Traditionally today, most coal is burned in what they call a pulverized system, where air and coal are blown together and heated. The water is boiled, heat's generated, steam's generated, and we have electricity. The CO2 is emitted in a flue gas afterwards, and it's considered a difficult thing to capture the CO2 in this post-combustion setup. And the CO2 comes out in the flue gas at about a 15% concentration. What FutureGen hoped to do was use a technology called integrated gasification combined cycle. And very simply, what that tried to do is gasify the coal prior to being burned so that you could separate out the CO2 before it was burned and more easily capture it.
So was this ever, did it ever make it off the drawing board, or where are we with all this?
Okay. As Tom mentioned, first proposed in 2003, and the project went through about 5 years of analysis. There was some environmental statements done. There were some assessments of sites. It was a joint partnership between DOE and an alliance of industry, where DOE would pay about three-fourths of the cost. The alliance would pay one-quarter. As it got towards 2007, DOE started having concerns about costs, and they wanted to restructure FutureGen. And we were asked to look at the basis of that decision. Why, you know, why did they restructure FutureGen? What was the information they used to make that decision? How did restructure FutureGen differ from the original program? And how did restructure FutureGen compare to their other carbon capture and storage programs? And we just recently issued a report last week, and we testified on it. And we found that there really wasn't a good analysis of the cost in terms of justifying the increase. There very well could be cost increases with this project. Mm-hmm. It's a high-risk project. But there really wasn't a good analysis of some of the cost. In fact, there was a cost estimate due to come out in the near future, but they went ahead with an announcement to restructure FutureGen.
And just to be clear, this was the cost of the project itself, not the future commercial costs of what it would take to capture carbon dioxide by all utilities.
Right, that's right. This is just for FutureGen. Initially, it was talked about in terms of about a $1 billion project. DOE was touting the fact that this cost were going to double, but what we found they were doing is comparing a cost in 2017 dollars, in other words, taking those dollars out, comparing it back to constant dollars. We think if the real difference, we think there was a cost increase of about $300 million, not the full $800 million that was touted by DOE.
So if I'm reading this right, the costs have just gotten so burdensome that they think the project won't be really feasible to put forward. And these are just startup costs for one plant, right? Let's be clear. This is the heavy costs of $1 billion or $2 billion that you're talking about are really just standing up one plant, right?
This is one plant. This is a new technology. It's high risk. The thought was that they would develop this plant, use it sort of as a living laboratory, if you will, to test out different technology.
Right.
But all these future power plants, whether you're talking coal, nuclear, are going to run into some serious costs.
And so what does GAO recommend, that they not go forward, or just that the Energy Department change the way it looks at it?
We had recommended that they take a good hard look at some of the costs and risks and benefits of pursuing FutureGen. We didn't make a recommendation one way or the other. We just felt that the reason offered for restructuring FutureGen was fairly simple when you have a pretty complex decision to make. And so we think there are potential costs and cost increases that could be associated with the project, but we also think there are some real potential benefits. And we think those need to be weighed against each other. If, in fact, we're going to pursue carbon capture and storage, coal is a big player. Coal provides half of our electricity, and it's about one-third of the emissions of CO2. And if we're going to do something about it, we either have to address the existing plants and try to capture this thing post-combustion, or look to new plants and try to better capture these things before the coal is combusted. Either one of those situations, whether you go with existing plants and try to retrofit them, that's going to incur a lot of cost. In fact, some of the cost estimates indicate if you're going to go and do this, it's better off to sort of start from scratch and try to build in the carbon capture right from the get-go.
Right, rather than try to put it on a plant that's already in operation.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, this is going to cost money. You know, right now there is no incentive to capture carbon. We don't have any rules of in terms of an incentive for folks to try and capture the carbon. Until that decision's made, that's not going to provide the motivation for the commercial sector to move out.
Well, it sounds like one way or another, Ready Kilowatt's taking on some weight here for the future of energy and electricity.
Yeah, there are trade-offs on no matter which way we go. And if we're going to be concerned about carbon, initially, there are going to be some costs, and we have to try to have the best information we can to weigh those benefits and costs.
Well, it may take some movement on this cap-and-trade system that the Obama administration has been talking about to make the incentive that you're discussing to really create a, you know, a desire to see this clean coal technology go forward.
Right. I mean, there needs to be some decision made on carbon, whether it's a tax or cap-and-trade or some combination of that. You know, there's lots of debate out there on how to do that. But until that is done, you really don't have the incentive to capture carbon.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that information, that insight, and we'll keep following this one because I think it's going to be a question that's going to come up for quite some time.
We've